This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The acclaimed Aditi Kinkabwala of NFL Network. She joins Pony and Muller every Monday afternoon for a solid hour of Steelers talk. And she was asked a question about Mike Tomlin's input on the offensive game plan, especially a reinforcement of, hey, we need to run the football. And it led down the path of the other side of the ball somehow. Listen to this from Aditi yesterday on the PM team.
Why doesn't Mike Tomlin tell the offensive coordinator, run the ball? Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. Matt Canada has the autonomy that he is given. And Mike Tomlin as the head coach has every right and every ability to step in, especially for a first-year coordinator, and to say, this is how we're going to do it. Because you know what? Mike Tomlin has done that on defense. He did that at the end of Dick LeBeau's tenure, and he's done it through the entire Keith Butler tenure. Keith Butler has never designed or called a defense in the entire time that he's been the defensive coordinator. So why can't Mike Tomlin step in and say that to the offensive coordinator?
It's a pretty striking revelation.
Yeah.
Because that's a finite timetable, and it's a definitive statement. Never. Not he's stepped in and taken the reins a couple different times, or maybe for a couple games here and there, or when things weren't going good, we've known Mike the Aditi is making the claim, the steadfast and hard claim, and I'm not here to judge whether she's right or wrong. I'm just saying she's owning this claim that Keith Butler has never been in command of the defense. He's never been allowed to make calls. I understand what it's like to, if you talk to coaches, to be that coordinator on the side of the ball that your head coach is brought up in. You know, it's much like being Eric Bieniemy in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Is he making the play calls or is Andy Reid?
Right.
Anytime that you're a coordinator for a head coach who's schooled on that side of the ball, you don't necessarily have the power that someone would have who's on the other side of the ball as your head coach, you know? But that being said, you at least would think you'd have input and make some of the play calls. She is saying in this whole time that Keith Butler has never schemed and never once made a play call. I'm not saying I find that hard to believe, but it is a striking revelation.
It is, but at the same time, as striking a revelation as it is, I'm not totally shocked by it. I'm not. You know, given the way we sort of did some armchair psychoanalysis of Mike Tomlin yesterday and talked about a lot of big picture stuff in the aftermath of this loss and where this team is, when you think about it, it falls in line with a guy who doesn't necessarily like to hire young, up-and-coming, cutting-edge assistant coaches, right? That he wants to be the guy controlling everything. Not just the narrative outside the building. He wants to control the feeling inside the building. He wants to be the primary point of contact for the players with the coach. Hey, Coach Tomlin is the guy I feel like I can trust.
Right.
He's the guy, right? He wants to be that for every single guy in the locker room, up to and including, I'm going to call the plays on game day.
Yeah, which then would lend to the notion and pour more water into the bucket of the notion that I just want yes men around me. I want to be in charge. I don't want anybody to have more influence than me. And I want to make sure that I'm in control of everything. So now we go back and forth. Should Keith Butler be doing more? Keith Butler has shouldered a lot of the blame.
Right.
If Aditi's revelation yesterday, and this is a revelation, this is, I think, a big deal. Because it's being reported by somebody who covers the team every day, and it's being reported as something with, again, that's big, and that is There's no wavering to it. It's a 100% report.
And it's somebody who's been with or reported on the team since previous to Butler becoming the D coordinator, right? Aditi's been here, what, like a decade now? 10 years, I think?
Right.
So it's not like she's just popping on the scene. She's been privy to the Tomlin-Butler dynamic the entire time it's existed.
Then it lends two questions. What does Keith Butler do? And also, then shouldn't the responsibility and then furthermore the blame be laid solely at Mike Tomlin's feet? Because then Keith Butler's just a linebackers
Keith
coach
Butler's
and
just,
an
yep,
organizer.
That's I was going to say, you want to know what Keith Butler's doing? He's coaching up the linebackers. That's what Keith Butler's doing. And you know what? You want to know who should shoulder the blame for where this defense is right now? The head coach. Because he's also the defensive coordinator, it sounds like. Or at the very least, he's the one making calls on game day. You know, I am all for Mike Tomlin heaping more and more of the responsibility for what's happening with this team on his shoulders. I am all for that. But I also hope that when the Rooneys take a step back this offseason, because we know they're not going to fire Mike Tomlin, right? Let's deal in reality for just a little bit. They're not going to fire Mike Tomlin. But I hope they look at it and say, listen, Mike, we heard you talk more than ever this year about how you were calling this and you were calling that. You were jumping in on the offensive side of the ball. And listen, we appreciate that, but none of it worked. And maybe it's time you get yourself some young, up-and-coming, cutting-edge coordinators and take more of a CEO role. I mean, if that's out, because that's where we're at, Mike. It's that or get us 9 wins in a wild card spot next year or you're done. You know?
Yeah. How not? And, you know, then this is something where, like, this is a follow-up that is right on a tee for someone today at the Mike Tomlin news conference.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's been stated by local media in a report that Keith Butler's never made a defensive call. Do you make all the defensive calls? Well, I'm not going to get into the schematics. He needs to know that people think that, though.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to know that you know, if it's in fact true.
And we'll get the standard Mike Tomlin answer of, you know, it's a process, we're all involved, yada-da-da-da-da-da. But you're right. He needs to, more importantly than that, and I just referenced Art Rooney, Art needs to know. Kevin Colbert needs to know. The upper echelons of the Steelers organization, Thomas Tull, who's an important part of ownership. Those are the people that need to say, hey, wait a second.
Or the report needs to be discounted. One of the two things has to happen. Because it doesn't have to. But if you consume this team, it's what you want to see happen. Either you need to move forward with the notion that Mike Tomlin has total power over the defense and he's making all the play calls, or the report is erroneous. Like, that's what I want to know this morning, and that's what I want to know watching the Steelers' defense, because I want to know who to yell at when I look at my television. Because Aditi made it a zero-sum situation. She made it an all-or-nothing proposition.
Right. Never has Keith Butler made a call. Never. Man. So you're telling me every issue with the defense since Butler became defensive coordinator is really ultimately on Mike Tomlin?
He has the same job as Jerry O.
Yeah. And they just gave him that title so somebody could have that title.
Correct.
Whew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.